Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I love answering gardening questions. So you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And we just like to tell everyone we appreciate the everyone being concerned about the weather. South Florida is going to get a lot of rain, seeing a lot of flooding, but we're also getting some storms. It could possibly get a little bit of rainfall here, 1 to 3 inches of rain here in Central Florida, and then nothing in North Florida. So this is the start of our rainy season. So it's a good chance to kind of go through everything, make sure you're prepared, not scared. And it's a good trial run this weekend for the storms. We think everybody's sleeping in.
They are sleeping in.
Aren't they? I always love to sleep during a rainstorm. So I love the sound of rain. It always puts me to sleep. So
it's a good stuff.
Yeah. So it's good that the walls are really thick here. So because I can't hear the rain fall asleep. I'd like to welcome Lizzie and Mar here. Mar is producing the show today. And Lizzie's taking your calls. Good morning, Mar. And so thank you very much. So let's go ahead and play John Denver and Get in the Mood for the Dirty Word of the Day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
The dirty word of the day is taproot. The two types of root systems in plants is the fibrous root system, characterized by many roots with similar sizes. In contrast, plants that use the taproot system grow a main root with smaller roots branching off. And so a taproot is a large central and dominant root from which other roots sprout laterally. Typically, a taproot is somewhat straight and very thick. It tapers in shape and it grows directly downward. In some plants, such as the carrot, the taproot is a storage organ so well developed that's been cultivated as a vegetable. Did you know that? I did not know. Well, I didn't think about it. I knew it was a taproot, but you just don't think of carrots as being a taproot.
Oh, no, no. And then whenever you were telling me this morning, I'm like, yes, I'll make sure I have my daily taproot.
That's so true. We need our daily taproots. So the taproot system contrasts with the adventitious or fibrous root system of plants with many branched roots. But many plants that grow a taproot during germination go on to develop branching root structures. So we hear a lot about the trees having a taproot. That's not true. So dicots, one of the two divisions of flowering plants, start with a taproot, which is one root forming from the seed. The taproot can be persistent through the life of the plant, but is most often replaced later in the plant's development by a fibrous root system. Some plants with taproots are the beetroot, burdock, carrot, I just mentioned, sugar beet, dandelion, parsley, parsnip, poppy mallows, radishes, sagebrush, turnips, common milkweed, and oaks, elms, pines, and firs. And so Tony last night said to me, so aren't potatoes taproots?
I would think so.
No, potatoes are tubers. And so that's another type of root system. So potatoes are tubers. Most trees begin life with a taproot, but after 1 to a few years, the main root system changes to a wide-spreading fibrous root system with mainly horizontally growing surface roots and only a few vertical, deep anchoring roots. A large typical mature tree, 100 to 100 feet tall, has a root system that extends horizontally in all directions as far as the tree is tall or more. But as much as 100% of the roots are in the top 20 inches of soil. So the word, dirty word of the day is taproot. If you want to read my dirty word of the day each week, along with what to do in your landscape, Teresa's design tips, my articles, and more, you can go to betterlawns.com, betterlawns.com. And that would be a good thing. Now, again, this is the month of June, and it's new, so let me tell you what you can be doing in your yard this month. So we talked in the first hour about walking your yards and checking for chinch bugs and sod webworms. But now that we're going to be mowing our lawns more often, you want to mow in a different direction each time the lawn is cut to avoid ruts in the turf. And you never want to mow after a rainstorm, because that's really when the lawnmower will push down and create those ruts. If you are planting trees and shrubs, always wet the root ball before adding it to the landscape. And what that means is that in the pot, take it out of the pot, soak the roots, or put it in the hole and soak that hole, and let the water percolate two or three times before adding the extra soil in it. And that will make sure that it gets enough water, because when you put it in the ground, the soil around it, especially if it's dry, is going to wick and pull the water away from the roots. So watering the root ball is always a good idea. You want to soak it, saturate it, and make sure that water stays in that hole while it goes through the transplanting shock. And so that's important. Then also, too, make sure you have completed all your azalea pruning this time during June, and then trim back your poinsettias. From Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow, winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Hey, friends. Today I want to talk to you about sex. Yep, sex. But don't worry, this won't get graphic. And if you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. You see, sex was God's idea from the beginning. That's right, He invented it. Contrary to what you might think, God is not anti-sex or anti-pleasure. He created us with sexual desires. But God is clear. He invented sex to be enjoyed exclusively between one man and one woman in marriage. Sex is like a fire in a fireplace. Inside the fireplace, it brings warmth and comfort. But when it burns outside the fire brings destruction. And don't we see evidence of this destruction in the world today? God's way is radically countercultural. It's not easy, but it really is what's best with sex. So do you have the courage to trust God with your sex life? You won't regret it. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and our next guest is a dynamo, so energetic. She is a thrill to talk with. From Yorkshire, England, Susan Roguer was raised by her French dad to love gardening. She moved to Florida, and she decorated her gardens with the widest variety of flowers, bushes, fountain, and bird feeders. Having traveled the world, Susan eventually retired to make a living as a professional artist, practice gourmet vegan cookery, which was Thai yesterday. I looked at it, and it looked delicious, and tends to her growing vegetables and fruit. Her professional photography and video clips are featured in her gardening blogs, and she is proudest of her decades as an activist and her popular Take a Plant, Leave a Plant in Tampa. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Teresa. Good morning. We have rain and the plants are happy as clams.
I can just imagine. Well, we're waiting for it here. I think it is raining here, too. I can't see outside. But I'm so happy that you could come on this morning and talk about this marvelous Facebook group where you share plants. I'm telling you, it was just wonderful, during these kind of climate, these times, to see something that good was happening and that how it works so successfully. So what city is Take a Plant, Leave a Plant in?
We're located in Tampa, Florida, Hillsborough County.
And so it's not a new program. Are there other cities in the United States that have this Take a Plant, Leave a Plant program?
Yes, there are. The ones that I'm knowledgeable of are in California, Michigan, Ohio, and Texas. And I'm sure there's others popping up throughout the United States.
So tell us how Take a Plant, Leave a Plant works.
Basically, people, it's quite simple. You either put a plant stand curbside, you can leave it out daily, and people will take a plant and leave a plant. Sometimes they leave other things, not plants, maybe gardening tools, sun hats, etc. Or you can go full-blown elaborate and buy a huge stand, as I did, and I drag out once a month 225 plants to share, all potted up in 4-inch pots, and people just bring and swap and exchange.
And they leave a plant, right?
Yeah, they do. We're not so tight on watching it. We don't want to get wrapped up in those details. It always works out. There's people that have no plants that just want to take a few, and there's people that just bring an abundance of plants and maybe not take anything. So it all works out in the wash, and everybody's happy.
Okay, so now tell us about this great plant stand. How did you get it? How did you find it, and how do you use it?
Oh, my. I started with a tiny little stand. It would hold maybe about 20 plants. And then, as the group grew and more plants came in, I knew we needed something big. I looked on Craigslist, and I found an industrial stand, kind of like the ones you see at Home Depot, where they have the plants on them about to put out on the shelves. And I got all the little trays to go with it. Everything was donated, other than the stand. And I found it on Craigslist for $25.
Wow.
Got delivered to my home, and everything escalated thereafter.
Okay, so now, what kind of containers? Because I see some really cute ones on this page.
Oh, my gosh. We just get everything. Everyone is so kind. Generally, I like the 4-inch nursery pots because I do all the potting myself. People donate all kinds of dirt and cactus soil and potting mix. But we also have members that have pots that they just don't want. You know, we've got long-term gardeners in the group that's just outgrown things or maybe move in. So they donate ceramic pots, beautiful vases. Things are coming in from Portugal and Spain. I mean, it just absolutely floors me, the items that we get donated. And then I photograph them, either with or without a plant in, put the photograph up on the group, and offer it to the members. It's that simple.
Okay, so tell us how that works. So tell us about your Facebook page, Take a Plant, Leave a Plant. And you have to put Tampa in there so that you know that that's the city, because you said there's other cities that have it too as well. So tell us how you actually, what will you see on the Facebook page?
Okay, well, when someone joins as a member, and by the way, there's no fees. We don't want to foggy up anything with charging for things to join or sell or anything. So everything is donated and everything is done through the kindness of people's hats. And they join as a member, and we are, when we get, let's say someone drops off 20 oyster plants. They're not necessarily all potted up pretty. They may have just been dragged out of the dirt. So I take them to my large potting area, a 2-car garage that's dedicated to this course, and I pot them up individually and take them to the plant stand. Then what I do is I photograph them, and I'll put in the group, we have 10 oyster plants. First 10 members takes one. And they'll say, me or I would love one, and so forth. So it works like that. When we get some really exotic plants in, or higher end plants, I should say, I put them in those beautiful ceramic pots, and they go out to people that we just pick as member of the week. A member of the week, you know, just at random for no particular reason. And hopefully I'll get through all the members to be member of the week. And we donate them something beautiful. And it's amazing. You're seeing plants that look like something you would purchase in a florist for maybe $50 or $100. I actually make succulent dish gardens with 28 types of succulents in a dish. Everything's donated, the dish, the soil, the succulents. It's just a matter of someone putting in the time. Thankfully, I'm retired. Thankfully, I love plants. And thankfully, I'm on lockdown at home, and I'm having a whole lot of fun doing this and bringing a lot of joy to many people in my city.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, so you, how did you start this? You said it started during the pandemic.
It did, and I was noticing more and more people. I'm an avid birder, so more and more people are turning to birding and turning to plants. So I thought, well, gee, what can I do to make a difference, bring a little joy in someone's life that is stressed out? And gosh knows, a lot of people have been and still are. So I wanted to make a difference in the world and help others connect with nature, find some relaxation after their long hours of work in the ER hospital, let's say, and allow a way, a venue of people to feel safe, to be able to bring home new plants and enable them to continue with their hobbies or even start a new journey of gardening. There's a lot of people in our group that are brand new members. They don't have any plants. They know nothing about plants. And sadly, people have got laid off during the pandemic, and money is tight during the pandemic. So they don't have the funds to go out and go plant shopping and drop $100 on plants. So to come here, and I make care packages of perhaps sometimes 12 plants and just donate to one person that comes to pick them up, it's like gold to them.
Oh.
It brings them so much happiness, and in return, that's my payoff.
Oh, I just think that's wonderful.
Good.
That's so nice. Okay, so now what? So do you take invasive plants in your program? How do you weed that out?
We ask for no invasive. Sometimes they get dropped off. Sometimes people don't know that they're not invasive, or sometimes people haven't read the rules of no non-invasive. you know, I often see the dreaded mother of 1,000 show up and, oh my gosh, you know, put that in your yard and it's all you'll have. I mean, it'll pop up for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So we do ask for, you know, not to bring non-invasive plants. I am not a master gardener, so sometimes I see plants that I don't even know are invasive and they do wind up going out there. But hopefully our members will Google the plant when they take it home and do a little research, not only to find out what kind of sun or shade it needs, but if they really do want this plant, or perhaps even before they pick it up.
Okay, so do you have sales or coupons? You know, what kind of challenges do you have?
No sales, no coupons, no money exchange. I don't want, again, I would feel that that would really foggy the water. So it is all free. Everything is free and just exchange. And again, we don't dwell heavily on, oh my gosh, they took this big plant and they only left this. Because at the end of the day, it all works out. I've got people in this group that just have acres of land, and I'm shocked. Suddenly there's like 10 trumpet trees there, or, you know, a half a trunk load of plants have just shown up and that need potting up, and I take them back to the garage and make it all happen and get them out.
Wow. Now, do you have contests?
Yes, we do. It's kind of fun. It's once a week. It's once a day. It ends at 11 o'clock. And I'll post something more elaborate than your basic 4-inch plant, something real pretty. We put orchids up and all kinds of plants. And they're the ones that make it into the beautiful ceramic pots or hanging baskets. And the contests are kind of fun and quirky. They may say something like, show us something yellow in your garden, or tell us about a time you did da-da-da-da. And then the members interact with each other. And the nice thing about that is you get to see the personalities of the members. And the members also then become friends with other members.
Oh.
And at the end of the contest that night, whoever gets the most clicks, loves, and likes of Facebook basically takes home the plant. And there's one of those every single night.
Wonderful. So real quickly, we're coming down to the wire. How would somebody find your page? And you have other Facebook pages too as well, right?
I do, yeah. I run Florida Flora. That's a larger group, and it's where it's all about the plants of Florida. It's there's no exchanges in that. It's just probably more information and knowledge and learning about certain plants and what's available and what grows well in Florida. And another Facebook group I've got is Susan's Vegetable Earth Box Garden, and that's, as you can see, a whole different type of gardening style. But anybody that's wanting to join the group, they just need to go online on Facebook, type in Take a Plant, Leave a Plant, Tampa, ask to join the group, and that's pretty much it. They're in.
Thank you so much, Susan, for sharing your program with us. I just think it's amazing. You're just a tremendous person, high energy. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa. Have a great rest of the day.
You too, hon. Thank you. We're going to be right back with your questions. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment. But you will also,
I think it is amazing.
Wasn't that a good program?
It was very good, and she was very informative.
I know. I just love that. So that is Take a Plant, Leave a Plant. And there we go. There's the music. I'm getting on track now. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Mar. We're going to be right back with more of your gardening questions. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist. I love to answer your gardening questions. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good morning, Mother Teresa. How you doing?
I am fine. How's the weather there right now? You getting rain?
It just ended just a little while ago.
And any winds?
No winds. Calm.
Oh, wonderful. That's good. How can I help you this morning?
All the birds are coming out to the bird feeder now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
My question was about my fig tree. I eventually got around, forgive me, Mother Teresa, for cleaning the weeds around it. You know? And it got so bad, weed roots were underneath the roots of the tree, the fig.
Yeah.
I yanked the tree out and replanted it, and that guy ain't doing too good.
Okay, so when did you do that?
Last week, probably.
Okay, so it's probably going through a little bit of shock. Okay, and so what's it doing? Why do you think it's not doing good?
Well, first of all, it wasn't that healthy. It had like a green fuzzy thing on some of the branches and a trunk, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it got a couple little figs, but not a lot of leaves. And it I don't know. I started to get blossoms on it, so I had hope for it, you know?
Right. Okay, so it's probably going through a little bit of shock. And so replanting it, you know, probably did a little bit of stress, you know, created a lot of stress for it. Did you fertilize it at all at this time?
I put some of that... how you sprinkle it on, and when it waters itself, it fertilizes it.
Okay, so
you know,
okay.
Feed, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So the only thing you can do then, Roy, is just wait it out and see what's going on. So you replanted it, and now it's going through a little bit of stress shock, and so I would just continue to water it, make sure it's you know, getting. What it needs as far as watering goes. But you're saying it's got the fuzzy stuff on it. Is that the kind of lichens on it, the Tillandsia little old daddy's kind of mossy stuff on it?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, that's going to tell me that that's getting a little bit of decomposition going on because it's getting the nutrients from the air. So as long as you're getting leaves on it, and you just fertilize it, I would just wait out the next couple of weeks and see. But I would probably fertilize it again probably in about 6 to 8 weeks. Go ahead and fertilize it again and see how it does. You're probably going to get some growth on it now that you've taken it out of the ground and replanted it.
Okay, so I'll put on that same fertilizer or like a 10-10-10, 12-12-12.
I don't want you to put down a quick-release fertilizer, okay? I don't want it to go overboard on it. But I would put a slow-release on it, a citrus or fruit tree fertilizer.
Oh, okay.
Slow-release, okay? And use that and follow the label, more is not better. Okay, repeat after me, Roy. More is not better.
Except when you're drinking.
A cup of tea? Yes, always. More cups of tea. Thank you so much, Roy. Call me and let me know how you do. Okay?
I got it.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Let's go to Henry in Gotha. Good morning, Henry. How can I help you? Good morning, Henry.
You were nice enough to help me a while back. You know, I hope you don't mind, but I need your help again.
No, that's what I'm here for.
Well, God bless you. It relates to our oak trees. And my question is, we've been advised by an arborist to have some removed. And the question I failed to ask him was, some of these trees, it's interesting, Teresa, these oak trees, the roots seem to be growing on the top as opposed to under the ground. And I mean, it looks like anaconda snakes, if you will, wrapped
uh-huh.
around the tree trunk. My question is, would it behoove us to target those trees first where the roots are actually growing on top as opposed to below in terms of stability? And, you know, we worry if a hurricane or a severe storm were to uh-huh. come through. Would those types of oak trees be the first to topple over?
Okay. Well, you said a couple of things that piqued my curiosity. So let's talk about the tree. How tall are they? How old are they?
Well, these oak trees are 30 years old.
Okay. And then the next thing you said is, are they close to your house? Well, you mentioned something, but I want to know, are they close to your house or are they out on your property? Because Gotha can be pretty country.
They're close to our road.
Okay. All right, so they're a street tree. All right, and so when you said that they wrap around the base, okay, and they're on the surface, but they wrap around, and that was what you said. Does that mean that the tree roots, you're seeing them go around the tree?
Well, and that's probably, I'm sorry, that's not necessarily wrap around, but you just see these massive, I think you called them previously buttress roots, but you see them growing at the base on top of the ground and not underground, whereas some of the trees that's not the case. So, you know, and I'm just thinking, well, does that affect the stability of the tree? And if it does, then is it a candidate to blow over?
Okay, so to ease your mind, oak trees have surface roots. Those are called surface roots, and they grow along the top 6 inches of the soil, and they go straight out. And these are stabilizing roots. And oak trees do this, and this keeps, because they have such a large canopy, that a 100-foot-wide canopy oak tree can have roots going out 300 feet along the surface.
Three times, wow.
Okay, and that's a good thing. So like I talked about today with the taproots, most older trees, mature trees, they lose that taproot and they become surface roots. And most of the majority of trees have their tree roots in the top 20 inches. And a lot of them are on the surface, and that holds them down to the ground. So it's a good thing. Now, the hard part about that is location, location, location. Going next to a site, planting a tree next to a sidewalk, next to a foundation, next to a road means that the sidewalk is going to come up because those surface roots are going to push that road, that sidewalk up. It's going to push the asphalt up, and the foundation is going to, usually if the house has been there for a while, the tree will go underneath the house and it won't damage the foundation. But if the tree has been there a while and the house is new, it could do some damage to the foundation. So you want to keep them as far away as possible. I would say probably 20 to 30 feet away from any kind of sidewalk or road. Okay. And that kind of, you know, people get upset because they want to have street lines, you know, trees. But the tree roots are good. They are stable. If you'd like to send me pictures, I would love to see them. But the arborist, I would like to know, was it a certified arborist or was it a tree company?
Oh. No, ma'am. Absolutely certified.
Okay, good.
So, because I'd taken your advice a while back, and did just as you had suggested.
Okay, well, that's wonderful, Henry. Thank you so much. I got a heartbreak coming up here. I appreciate it. I wouldn't worry about the roots. You're in the final half hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624.
That's 800-382-7624.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99. And add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We'd love to hear from you, and I know this morning you've got a lot of on your minds with Alex. Hopefully it's just going to be a little bit of a rainstorm. Those of you in South Florida, just know you're in our thoughts and prayers with all that flooding, but we definitely need the rainfall for this morning. Let's go to text messages. Let's go to Amanda in Tallahassee. She's bought a house. Congratulations. And the backyard, it's about 0.3 acres, has been neglected for years. It seems to be all weeds. How do I begin to tackle this? And then she says she has lots of shade from water oaks. And thank you. Well, thank you for texting, Amanda. Okay, so we take a deep breath. And what I would like you to do is, one, the weeds. It's a little too warm during the summertime to spray an herbicide for weeds. In fact, it's, temperatures over 85 degrees. You can kill any of the turf that you do have in your yard. So I don't know whether you have turf that you want to keep. If you want to go ahead and then spray an herbicide like Roundup that will kill all of the weeds, you just have to turf it immediately, okay? Only because, when I say immediately, I mean in the appropriate time. After you herbicide, because those weed seeds are going to come back. Okay, your weed seeds are going to come back if you do not put something down. You know, Mother Nature abhors a vacuum, so she is going to put weeds down if there's no grass growing there. The other thing that you can do is let's go ahead and take a break over the summertime, and I want you to mow your ground so that nothing goes to seed. I want you to just keep mowing so that these weeds start clearing it, mow it, and then that way the weed seeds will not germinate. And then by September, October, you can use an herbicide. And then over the wintertime, you can go ahead and landscape your yard, put the turf down. That will be fine. So you don't have to do it all at one time. Now, if you do want to put down turf. Do not use seed because you've got those weeds in there. But you can go ahead and kill your weeds and then put sod down and do that. I would kind of like you to design your landscape. Go ahead and draw it out, put where those water oak trees are, and then design your garden, and then take each section around those water oaks and work on that section and get that taken care of. As long as you're mowing the weeds where they do not go to seed, they do not flower, do not go to seed, that's going to keep the population down and allow you to work on your landscape over a longer period of time. Hope that helps, Amanda. Send me pictures, or you can send me an email if you'd like more information or have a question. That's Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, dot Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S, at live.com. Teresa.Watkins at live.com. Give me a few days. I'm very busy, but I get to my emails as soon as I can, and I will respond back. Thank you. So then the next question is really good, and it's going to have a little bit of similar advice. Is there a place to look for plants that are hydroponics? She has several aero gardens and would like to grow a variety of mainly edibles. Well, congratulations. Good for you. Okay, so if you would like to, again, send me an email, teresa.watkins at live.com. I would gladly send you a list of plants that can grow hydroponically or aeroponically in your aero garden, and I will send you that, okay? And then what you would do then is you could either grow seeds or little transplants in your little seed pots there and in the wool, the seed wool, and go from there, all right? So you definitely do not want to put a full, grown plant in there, but seeds and a little transplants will work wonderfully, all right? So now for what to do in your yard this month, okay, so this is June, start of June, and let me just continue here. This is a time of the year that you can start to think about what seeds you want to order, okay? With the pandemic, with everybody's interest in gardening raised, then your seeds are going to be harder to find if you're too late in ordering them. So start now. The catalogs are out there. Most of them are free. Get them. Start to think about what you would like to start planting in August. And this is a time of the year to order your seeds, okay? Also, too, let's see, reshape your blueberry shrubs and hedges, and you can prune your blackberries right now. You want to feed your bananas monthly, and you want to harvest the stalks. Any bananas that you have with fruit, you want to harvest the stalks, and that stalk is called a hand, H-A-N-D, when it starts to begin to yellow, okay? This is where yellowing is a good thing. Okay, so harvest the stalks when the first hand form begins to yellow. You also can feed your pineapples with a slow-release fertilizer. Always follow label instructions. And give your citrus trees the best care possible. Keep up the fertilizing recommendations, too, to help it prevent citrus green. Let's go to Georgine in Altamont Springs. Good morning, Georgine. We've got just a few minutes. How can I help?
Okay, my fire spike looks terrible. Should I cut it back? It's probably about a little over 3 feet now.
Okay, is it a lime sizzler, or is it the regular orange compacta, or is it the red native firebush?
Red native.
Okay, I'm sorry, I take it back. Did you say fire spike or firebush?
Fire. F-I-R-E. The hummingbirds love it.
Right. Okay. But there's a fire spike and a firebush. I wrote down fire spike. Did is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, so the fire spike, you can go ahead and cut down anytime. It'll come right back, not a problem.
Okay. By the way, I got 3 of those great big grasshoppers for us.
Did you? Thank you so much. Ding, 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 ding. You're the call of the week. That's wonderful. Those lubber grasshoppers, you just got to stomp on them. They are horrible. Thank you so much, Georgine.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Fire spikes have a different type of stem. And the fire bushes have the tubular flowers on them. And so there's 2 different ones. But I tell you honestly, you can cut both of them right now. Just you can cut them. Fire spikes will come up from the ground, and then the fire bushes will resprout immediately. So I have a text message. How do I get rid of ants nesting in the bottom of my containers? I never see them until I'm repotting the containers. Okay, so you want to make sure that every once in a while you clean your containers out, soil too as well. You always want to change the soil out when you're transplanting or replanting plants in your containers. That's going to keep the ants down. Always want to make sure that you do have, you use gloves so you don't get, if they're fire ants, you don't get bitten or anything like that. I would soak the pot and then put a, use a pesticide, an ant bait on it to get rid of the ants. If you don't want to remove the soil or anything right now, use an ant bait on them and that will, they will take it back down into the pot to the queen, and that will, it will kill her and then the ants will die. Okay, so a regular ant bait will work on your plants the same as it would in the ground. That's a great question. Okay. If you would like to listen to all of the shows, you can go to audioboom.com. Audioboom, one word, audioboom.com. I have a, you can see every topic that I've talked about for the last year and a half, 2 years, and you can listen to shows that you've missed. And you can also hear some of the interviews and great topics that we've discussed on the show over the last 2 years. And that's audioboom.com. You can also listen to the station live on betterlawns.com and listen to, and read my dirty word of the day, what to do in your garden for the month, and my garden topic articles. I want to say thank you to Quality Green Specialists, Native Tree and Fruit Nursery. Tell Dana Venrick that you heard him on Better Lawns and Gardens. Tell him we said hi.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And then a big thank you to also Susan Roguer with Take a Plant, Leave a Plant Tampa Group. Check out her Facebook page. I'm going to load it onto Better Lawns and Gardens. I'll post all of this later on this afternoon. You'll be able to click on the show and hear anything that you have missed. And you can see the links from the other shows. It's also Catterday.
Is it?
It's,
really?
It's Catterday. And so I'll be posting some Catterday pictures. And you'll like to see that. I'd love to see photos of your plants, your gardens. You can always send it to us, and we will post them on betterlawns.com. Finally, a big thank you to Summit Responsible Solutions, maker of mosquito bits and other environmentally responsible pest controls, including pest control for Asian cycad scale, fleas, and ticks.
Yes.
And that's, it's a great product, and I heartily recommend it. Also to Black Cow Manure, if you want to make sure those sandy soils have some organic material in it.
That's some good stuff.
It will move your grass to grow. How's that? I'm Teresa Watkins. Check out summitsresponsiblesolutions.com. Join Lizzie and Mar and me next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.